I was hoeing in my cornfield one time, a pretty far piece from the house, and first thing I knew, I heard something behind me kind of rustling. It's a good thing I heard it, too. It was a copperhead. They don't ever make any racket before they're liable to bite you. So as soon as I saw what it was, I lit into that blame snake, and I chopped at him, and I knocked at him, and he thrashed around, and somehow or other, he bit the hoe handle two or three times. Well, I finally got him killed, and I took him over and hung him on the fence and went on about my business, hoeing my corn. But after I'd hoed a while, I noticed that the hoe handle started swelling up. Felt bigger than common, and I got to looking at it, and that's exactly what that blame thing was, swelling up from where that snake had bit it. Well, I tried to hoe with it, and finally it swelled so much it popped the hoe in the shank right off. Well, I just threw that hoe handle over beside the cornfield there, and I went and cut me another one and fitted the hoe onto it again, went on. Well, I finished hoeing the corn, finally. Well, then, in about, well, several weeks after that, I went out there looking about my corn, and I noticed over there at one side of the field by the fence a great big log. I knew I hadn't dragged any logs in the garden that way, and so I went right over and got to looking at it, and it was that hoe handle. Swelled up, great big log. Well, I didn't do a thing but take that right down to the sawmill, and I had it sawed up into lumber and built me a chicken house. Nice looking chicken house. And then I painted it. Well, so I went out the next day, and don't you know, the turpentine in that paint had taken all the swelling out of that lumber, and that chicken house had shrunk down about the size of a shoebox. And I reckon it's a good thing I hadn't put my chickens in there.